The reader will find sufficient emolument in the one as the spectator hath long found in the other. First, it is well known that the prologue serves the critic for an opportunity to try his faculty of hissing, and to tune his cat's call to the best advantage, by which means I have known those musical instruments so well prepared that they have been able to play in full concert at the first rising of the curtain. The same advantages may be drawn from these chapters, in which the critic will be always sure of meeting with something that may serve as a whetstone to his noble spirit, so that he may fall with a more hungry appetite for censure on the history itself. And here his sagacity must make it needless to observe how artfully these chapters are calculated for that excellent purpose, for in these we have always taken care to intersperse somewhat of the sour or acid kind, in order to sharpen and stimulate the said spirit of criticism. Again, the indolent reader, as well as spectator, finds great advantage from both these, for as they are not obliged either to see the one or read the others, and both the play and the book are thus protracted, by the former they have a quarter of an hour longer allowed them to sit at dinner, and by the latter they have the advantage of beginning to read at the fourth or fifth page instead of the first, a matter by no means of trivial consequence.